Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is John McClellan, goes by John Mack. He's president of Broadway Carpets and Broadway Floors in Knoxville. John, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Kemp. How are you, my friend?
Good. It's good to catch up with you. 4th of July week, things probably slowed down just a little bit, but how's business right now?
Well, business as a whole, Kemp, is surprisingly good. You know, if you'd asked me three and a half months ago how I felt like the summer and upcoming fall was going to be, things were a bit bleak. We've been pleasantly surprised. Business has been good. People are out fixing up. They're spending money. For the most part, our business has been real good, better than last year's. So,
if you compare June of 20 to June of 19, were you about the same, do you think?
No, we were up a little bit. Yeah, I surprised myself and my partners as well. August the 3rd is the 40th anniversary of when we started this company, myself and my two partners.
Yeah.
So as we enter our 40th year of business, we look for good things. We look for business to continue to be good. We create a safe environment here. When people come in, we all wear masks in our building for the folks that don't have them when they come in. We have free masks that we just give to everybody. Of course, we have hand sanitizer everywhere and try to make everyone feel comfortable. So far, so good.
Let me give the listeners a little lay of the land, if you don't mind. So, like you said, 40 years old. Broadway is a main drag of Knoxville. It runs perpendicular to the river, and it's very near the stadium. And you're up on the northern side of Broadway. And I'd say, you know, if you're looking at the lay of the land for independent retail, for flooring, you're probably one of the strongest dealers up there, aren't you?
We try to be one of the best dealers. We try to be the go-to people that when folks want good advice and not try to be sold something, just try to be helped. So, yeah, we've kind of laid our hat on that, and we still do. And we've got great people. Yeah, we've been real blessed. Our business is good, and, you know, people refer their friends, and that's what a better compliment. You just couldn't get one better.
When you look at Knoxville and who's up there, I mean, you got the home centers, of course, and you got, you know, you got your Carpet One up there and your Floor in America up there. When it comes to just pure independent retail, been there a long time, got a good-looking store. Are you aligned at all with any specific brands?
Well, you know, the little known fact, we were the first Shaw-aligned dealer in the United States.
Is that right?
When they first came out with that, which is pretty significant now as you look at the number of Shaw-aligned dealers.
Yeah.
And, of course, we still have a extremely close relationship with them, our largest vendor by far. I remember I did a little survey, I think it was yours, online, about the level of service they're hands down. If you compare everyone else to them, in my opinion.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about the consumer for a second. Obviously, the consumer has had this distance. They've been teaching their children at home. They've been working at home. And so do you think that the home is a much higher priority? Are they spending more money on the home? You say June this year is better than June last year. You think this is going to carry on for a while?
I think it is. It's kind of uncanny. You talk to folks and, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, we were going to go to the beach, but, you know, instead we decided we're going to go ahead and replace these floors. You know, we've been talking about it for years. And so I think what we're seeing is people's response to maybe spending the money at the house because, first of all, they're spending more time at the house.
Yeah.
It gives them more time to see the things that need to be fixed and replaced that they talked about. So, yeah, at the moment, we see that people are spending a little bit more and more time at home and, therefore, they're spending more money on their home. So that's good opportunities for good quality retailers to do a good job and to give people a reason to come see you by being good to them and nice to them. So to answer your question, yes, I see it continuing to stay in our market.
Yeah, okay. This is a national audience. Let's tell people, you and I'm in Chattanooga, you're in Knoxville, we're just 100 miles apart. But our governor has just said that by Friday, face masks are mandatory, trying to curb this rash of incidents right now. But people are still coming in, aren't they? And like you said, you're giving them masks.
Right. You know, we have a big table set up front. Of course, to be honest with you, the majority of people coming in are either wearing a mask or they have them and they put them on when they come in. Of course, we're blessed. We've got a big building. You know, there's plenty of room to social distance. But we make it easy for the people that don't. And in Knox, they passed the law that in public places that you're required to wear masks. So we feel like everyone should have them in our store.
Yeah.
And like I said, if people don't have them, we have them for them.
Right. All right, so let's talk about the mix. Is it you seeing any shift on what people are buying because of all this?
It's about the same mix, to be honest with you. You know, LVP, of course, is getting its lion's share of business right now.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, we still do a ton of carpets. You know, we know how to do it. We do it real well. Ceramic is real big right now. We're doing a lot of retail, high-end ceramic work, which is, you know, the people are putting big bucks in their kitchens and in their bathrooms and their showers. It's across the board.
Yeah.
I think what we're finding is the people that are good dealers, that try to do a good job and try to do the right thing, have good folks doing their work, that most of them are quite successful.
Yeah. Let me ask you one last question. John, my installers coming into the house to put the stuff in, do you have your installers wearing masks, or do they worry about?
We ask the customer
yeah.
before we come in, would you like for us to wear masks? And if, in fact, the answer was yes, then, of course, we have them and we do. If it's they don't care either way, then we leave it up to the guys that are actually doing the work if they feel more comfortable wearing them. Some of the guys wear them all the time anyway.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that we do ask the customer before we come to their home.
Yeah. Are you asking the homeowner, too, if there's anybody sick in the house?
Oh, yeah. There's a list of questions that we ask.
Yeah.
Even before we go out and look at jobs, we ask these questions.
Yeah.
And has anybody been sick? And so, yeah, we try to lay the groundwork out. Our estimators that go out, they all wear masks when they go into people's homes.
Yeah. Well, that's the message I wanted to convey to our audience, that business is good in Knoxville, at one of the most traditional independent retailers. Again, been talking to John Mack, the president of Broadway Carpets and Broadway Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.